Night, night, pet. Get nice and comfy, and follow me down. Now, you might know better than most, arousal happens. We all get horny, excited, turned on, needy. It is unavoidable, and we've all gotta live with it. That feeling in the pit of our stomachs. And just like so many other physical sensations, it changes our thinking when it's going on, too. Makes you think about getting off, about the blind, white-hot rut, the sensual introduction to yourself, which happens again and again. We tend to seek out food when we're hungry, and when we're lustful, we seek something else. And while we have to live with it, we so seldom truly embrace ourselves. You embracing yourself as the horny, sexy dynamo that you can be. Then you'll be not just content to live with it. You'll have to do something about it. Picture your wet, dripping, horny pussy. Feel the heat emanating from it. You must embrace it and its demands of you. You are no longer just yourself. You're part of something bigger. More important, more powerful. Slide your hands between your legs. Bring a toy if you have it handy. Feel the heat, the appetite. Feel it touching you. Visualize. You needn't look down because you can see it in your mind's eye even more clearly, and you know it turns you on. We're seeing the ideal image of your dripping, wet, controlling, hot, horny lips. Your engorged clit, your juices running. You may occasionally submit to others, sure, but your wanton pussy and its orgasmic contractions are the first, best, closest, most intimate part of you. You must love yourself before the comfort and confidence to love and come for another will be able to enter you. And in that spirit, inescapable, constant, your dripping, nectar-laden pussy. You think I do things to you when you listen to my voice like now, but imagine what part of you wired right into your basest instincts can do. Your most powerful needs hooked up to your sex, easily accessible and alterable. I'm an amateur compared to the power your pussy can and does exercise over your brain. After all, it's physically present, in the room, always part of you, always touching your nerves and sending signals to your brain. You may have learned over time to ignore them enough to function. But when you have someone like me here reminding you, you can't help but pulse, maybe spreading your legs a little as you dive in more enthusiastically, as if rediscovering sensation there for the first time. Reach down and touch, explore. Remember the desire you normally manage to put out of your head, but which is now nagging you. We need to be able to put this kind of thing out of our minds to function. But in your case, you'll instead simply surrender once your day-to-day chores are done. Surrender to the heat between your legs, the throbbing ache, envision being trained by it, and you'll be coming all the while. Sighs and sobs emanating from your body, losing yourself for the sheer desire for one orgasm, then for another. Wanting to lose yourself in a sweated mess of entwined sheets, or just to lose yourself within yourself, squirming and weeping, entire body racked, rubbing, squeezing, kneading, unable to believe how good it is. Fuck. More. More. The thought comes from your pussy and arrives in your brain, which can only agree. Because you know just how much potential energy is contained between your legs, teasing and stimulating, making you bow at the altar of your own dripping sex, your moist lips, your parted hood, your clit stimulated by the mere movement of the air and the squirming of your form. Twitching thighs, a gasping pussy, so much arousal in your system that your lips are puffy and engorged, even more sensitive than usual, your clit practically making you cum just by brushing against your clitoral hood, not to mention what your exploratory fingers are doing to it as well. A vast storehouse of pleasure. And once you get to stimulating and masturbating and touching, you know how tough it is to stop. Even now, notice your sensitivity increasing. Because you are deep and being guided, your hand feels less like your own, more like something someone else is controlling, telling you where to move it for maximum pleasure. Every spot you push is the perfect spot. Before you've even thought of what to do next, you're already doing it, whether it is slipping a toy inside, or finding your clit and rolling it between your fingers, or just thrusting fingers into your snatch with an obscene smacking sound. All of these actions seem automatic. You're following orders from something that has direct control over your body. Your lusty pussy is gradually becoming the boss of everything you do. Between your legs lives a trembling part of you. But it is not an organ of your body. You are an organ of your splendid sex. It guides and directs. And when it wants to assume direct control, that's what happens. It commands and guides your lascivious seeking of further pleasure. Your eyes will roll back. You'll giggle endlessly, blankly, empty. You would look to outside observers as if you were under the influence of some powerful force. And you are. Your pussy exerting its own mind control on you. You walk around every day with your mind being covertly controlled by a powerful habit-forming entity living between your legs, a sexy part of you that can condition you with chemicals and issue orders. And while it'll let you get your work and duties done, it will also tease and control you more when you are free, or when you think you're free. While you are ascending to climax, your eyes roll back. You're a passenger in your body, riding to completeness. No force in the world would make you stop unless you absolutely had to. You would just keep going, a machine of flesh and wetness and desire. No need for a machine to pleasure you, since you are one, riding, drooling, tongue hanging out, hands working. You would, in fact, disregard and discard any concerns that are unimportant, instead confidently, desirously, endlessly pleasuring yourself into an oblivion other people just never get to understand, as long as you're safe, private, comfy, and in the right company. You can lose yourself for a bit, feeling euphoric afterward, but nothing will make you come faster than envisioning your own sweet form, sweating and twitching, insensate and lost in the pleasure. Knowing how much you love what is going on will make it happen more and more. You will rut. You will lose yourself in the blind white heat you feel, and when you've gone long enough, you will finally be pushed over the edge by forces beyond your control. You may be familiar with the feeling. When you're so close to orgasm that stopping your sensations would be impossible, that you need to keep pleasing yourself, keep seeking pleasure. You need it so bad you'd do or say whatever you had to yourself. To justify it, to make it happen. And you've only unlocked a very tiny amount of the potential your pussy has to hotwire and repurpose your brain. Up till now, you've barely thought about it, certainly not through the lens that I am preventing. Imagine feeling this turned on all the time, relaxed and stimulated, constantly stimulating, like you're doing what you need to do, and then surrendering to the demands of your pussy after the day's duties are done. Every word you say, every thought you have, is really a reaction to a demand submitted by your snatch to your brain. It's what lips and opening need, encourage you onward. When your thighs twitch or you ruffle a hand through your own hair while the other finds your clit, you're really being controlled, guided to adopt a sexy posture, a position you yourself find arousing, which only turns your pussy on more. Submitting, and that's what you want. To submit. The demands of your needy pussy grow more powerful, more extreme, making you shudder and contort and arch into your hand, into a toy, into any source of pleasure and climax. That's what you needed. That's what happens. If you and I work together to make you horny enough, you'll become little more than a vehicle for providing pleasure to your snatch, feeding the appetite between your legs, and the enhanced orgasms radiating from your sex in ripples of controlling ache will bring about the quite habit-forming and more than sufficient satiation of your sexual needs. At the core of your being is a vat of pleasure, and it fills up every time you strum your clit, every time you think a sexy thought about being, ooh, pleasured senseless, fucked and losing yourself, eyes rolling back. Yes, that is who and what you are. Oh, you might try to fend it off, to resist, as it were, but resisting oneself is impossible, and your own urges are the driving force. Those instructions aren't coming from me. They're coming from your own form, from the wetness between your legs, the arousal in your veins, the demands of pleasure to be let free when you come. Your every day is a cycle of arousal. Endless. Recurring. Sure, you have matters of routine, duties you must do out in the world, and your hungry pussy not only understands this, but wants you to get it out of the way. In fact, if you ignored the things you must do, you'd find your aching, wanton sex is less responsive. You'd find the orgasms more difficult to obtain. Because if you're free of duties to do and tasks to accomplish, chores to achieve, your pussy will become more free, more open to the fun and the drive you can bring to the game. By freeing yourself of responsibility and getting everything done, the pulse of pleasure between your legs will make you free to be who you already are, who your wanton sex reminds you you're meant to be. And you may avoid it and resist it and find ways around it mentally, but eventually the hunger will come, and you will give in, and you will come. Lose yourself in the spasming, wet-hot throes of your clit's demands, your wet insides squeezing around anything that enters, contorting and reshaping itself to give you maximum pleasure. You go through every day trying to resist, trying to avoid it. But sometimes you just need to give in. When you're in privacy or around someone it's safe to show your true self to, why not slide your hand between your legs, find your clit, strum and rub in safety and comfort, eyes rolling back, tongue hanging out, a picture of bliss, lost in yourself. No thought for how it looks to others, except that you look sexier and sexier to yourself, and you know you are. Confidence flows from your pussy and then throughout you, ordering you forward, spurring you on, reinforcing you. Habit forming, dripping, controlling. Visualize it in your mind. An image of your own pussy as the altar you worship at, and your devotional rite is to fill it. Or else to just strum your clit and touch until you twitch and come. Something you already needed. Until your knees shake and give out, and you slump, groaning and whispering and maddeningly contorting, until finally, with a sigh and a deep breath, your aftershocks eventually end, and you lay there in the sweet glow of surrender and escape, your pussy momentarily sated. Visualize it now, the space between your legs, your glistening, needy self. Dripping juices, lips slightly parted, juices dripping, dappling your inner thighs like the photo-perfect water droplets in a picture of a piece of fruit, and you just yearn to come and have a piece, to plumb your depths, reshaping yourself around your fingers, around anything. Then, yes, your wet sex controls, guides, and directs your actions. Its hunger is limitless, and you will satiate it. Once your day is yours again, once your chores are done, you will have time to bank the fires of your lust, which waits behind lock and key, and the right key is spreading your lips presently, thighs glowing with need. A perilously sensual sound of dripping juices oozing out, followed by the punctuating slap of your flesh, as every stimulating movement makes you lose yourself, reminds you this is who you are. Yes, a thousand hidden whispering voices in your consciousness, all concentrated in the balm of pleasure between your legs. This is who you are, who you want to be, know how to be, and are confident being. Your pussy guiding and directing, teaching and training. Lose yourself to lust and shivers and spasms, sobs racking your body, the emotion of pleasure being enough to make your pussy issue commands to the rest of you. You know your hunger now. Your touches and my voice have combined to awaken it. Your sex issues commands. It is in charge, and you love to serve, as you love to serve so many other things. Your sex aches and hungers to be filled, pleasured, served in its own right, to give pleasure and take pleasure, a wonderful Ouroboros of sensation-filled ecstasy happening entirely within yourself. The moment of orgasm, it's just too much. Having experienced the pleasure, the arousal concentrated in your pussy right now, you could never go back again to how things were. You seek it, and when you get in the position to work your snatch and shape it, you'll see how much you enjoy it, how much you need the pleasure to be unlocked and really lose yourself in that idea of submissive service to the self. That way you can think, oh man, I really got into it, and know how true it is afterward. By showing yourself the splendid pleasure of your sex's aching need. We've built that link in your mind to serve at the altar of your pussy once more. Throb, throb, throbbing need. Feel it now. Your pussy less part of your body than you are a support structure for your hungry snatch. Being led around by your lips. By your engorged clit, envision your pussy for me. Close your eyes and really visualize it in perfect detail, in isolation, as if it were spotlighted, like a nectar-laden peach, the lips dripping and drooling, your clit engorged with arousal, possible to tweak and pinch. That might seem too intense, but you must. You must feed that hunger. It throbs and directs you. Controls and guides, your skin is aflame with passion, your brow and thighs are dappled with sweet sweat, your form is contorting, moaning, shifting side to side, wrapped in the throes of your passion that will bring you to your fall, and you will fall into lust and the habit of satiating your pussy. It is gorgeous, and you need to serve. No part of your brain would allow you to think anything other than that your beautiful snatch is worthy, your sex worthy of the service of hands, toys, anything it needs to feel good. You've been making do with inferior pleasure. Once you could lie to yourself, convince you that what was happening to your sex was enough, that merely touching and rubbing and playing with toys or fingers now and then could ever be enough. Visualize it now. See your pussy in your mind in perfect clarity, as if it were whispering and giving you orders, nudging and influencing, whispering, fuck, yes, yes, more, I need it, my pussy needs it. Think those thoughts, and visualize, losing yourself to pleasure and sensation, a wonderful, liberating, relaxing ecstasy and joy. Practically fainting from lust any time your pussy is unleashed and pleasured. Your sincere enjoyment and love of everything about the space in between your legs. So any time that you take time to help yourself really get off, ooh, how much will your aching, sodden, wanton pussy reshape itself into the form of its choosing, so that the key to pleasure can be turned many, many times, and open the doors to your paradise over and over, in memorable, in fact unforgettable, orgasm. When you are truly turned on, your sex will take more and more direct control. You'll drool and giggle and ache, feeling the need between your legs, less of your own brain involved in the thinking, instead just following commands coming right from your pussy. If you listen, you'll hear them. The faint throbs, the need that comes with it, things you ignore throughout the day that have become a whispered encouragement. Touch, fill, vibrate, squirm, shiver, moan, sob, weep, beg. Learn new tricks and try them out with your wanton, horny, needy sex, which you thought you had complete control over before now, but maybe it wanted you to think that, and altered your perception to make it so. Speaking of altars, and worship, think once more of the space between your legs, of the dripping perfection with its slightly parted lips, of the way it feels when your clit sends electric need up your spine, and you feel your butt clench and your breathing quicken, when all of you must relax as an aftershock sends an order, relax the muscles, feel good. You may think you're training your pussy when you spread it, or learn to take new toys inside, or rub your clit, but really it is training you. After all, the most habit-forming conditioning of all is the conditioning of your pussy to make you want, nay, need to satisfy a drive. It is always training you, and that's just fine. Picture that beautiful perfection, the lips, the copious juices, your needy clit. It is a divinity and you will serve. You will submit and satisfy all your subby urges in satisfaction of the wonderful organ between your legs, which now is doing most of the thinking, the directing, open, spread, teasing your mind. Kai, I still remember thinking about the time you first learned to slide your Hitachi into your pussy. It seems, in this instant, like your pussy was really calling the shots, like it's your reason to be, and you're its servant, just as it should be. Lying there, a toy between your legs, visualize, now, too, spreading a wanton dripping pussy, feeling your own juices sliding down across your butt, onto a towel below, as you whimper, oh my god, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Visualize it keenly. Feel it in this moment. Throbbing, shivering hips. Do you even know how enticing an image that would be to the person who saw it? How much it'll turn them on and make your pussy feel wanted, warm, happy? I hope it does. Your pussy front and center in the image, the object of your own self-worship, twitching at the behest of forces beyond its control. And when you act like that, it makes you more confident, happier, more twitchingly orgasmic. Even the memory, here and now, of the image I've conjured up is egging you on. It reaffirms what you are. And what are you? Someone entirely owned and possessed by your pussy, driven by its needs at the time. When you're horny, that's just the truth of your world. You will seek the pleasure with your pussy, seeking its satisfaction so much of the time. You are horny so much of the time, and it's up to you to think of the methods. Your sex simply submits the demands, and you find ways to meet them. Other people will never fully understand. No lover or partner could understand it either, though they may try, and they may be wonderful. You have a need, a hunger that lives in you, and it is habit-forming, in the best way. Your pussy is a crucible, a melting pot, hot, wanton, and wet. It takes every impulse, every desire, and makes it purer and more complete, more directly appropriate, dripping wet and hot throughout the day. When you move, you feel that vault of need, that heat, that sexual dynamo you've become, thrumming away. Sometimes you'll think sexy thoughts throughout the day, when it is safe to do so. And you'll just smile and your eyes will go a little unfocused, and you'll feel your pussy throb, throb, throbbing away. Consumed by lust, lost in the moment, as every fantasy, every visceral want has its outlet. More fantasies at the end of the day, accumulated each time you're unable to touch for a while. More wonderful forethought making your already sensitive pussy hotter. And when you lose yourself to your fingers touching, your clit buzzing, simply tell yourself, I can't help it. Because that'll be the truth. Whisper to your pussy when it gets sensitive, yet you keep pushing for another orgasm. Sorry, I can't help it. Is that you talking to your pussy, or your pussy speaking through you and to you? I can't help it. Need to come. Need to play. Need to serve. Over and over. Oh, the arousal is so real. You can set it aside for a little while, but the prickling is under your skin, teasing and controlling, pleasant, tempting, hot, and needing to be touched, so sensitive that once you've been unlocked, you want it again, more and more. Orgasm is simply more pleasure. You may think you're done when it fades to the aftershocks. But there's a problem. Your hungry pussy is a connoisseur now. It knows what is most delectable, what will make it happiest, what it needs to be truly fulfilled, and it will direct you, because what it needs is the blind white rut. Anything else would be second-hand and inferior. The keys to your pleasure are out there in the world. They are accessible, but they are not things within your power. You need to figure out ways to make your wet, juicy snatch sing pleasure in accord with its demands, paradise moving into your soul. Visualize it with me now, as I elaborate what will happen to you in the throes of ecstatic, twitching need. Feel free to come, but rest assured your pussy won't easily let you rest. Even if you do, you're going to keep going and twitching and teasing your own sensitive form. Your body shivers and sparks. Your brain reels. Every bit of you is more sensitive than usual. After all, you've gotten in the habit of setting aside time to listen to my voice and come every now and then, or train yourself and need it afterward. But your pussy has been through an ordeal already. Awakening, reshaping, pulsing, squeezing, taking you over, issuing orders. In effect, your snatch is pinning you down into the bed, telling you what to do, how to move, what will make it happiest. You're being given commands, from both inside and out. And they will just make the next time you get horny even better, even more powerful. Let yourself go and let yourself come, again and again. Coming for your pussy, dropping deep, whispering to yourself how much you love serving the nexus of pleasure between your legs, which is forcing your brain to feel ecstasy beyond measure. More and more pulses fill you like ripples. Eventually you will collapse, spent and whimpering, perhaps weeping, held and controlled by your dripping sex, waiting for the next time it will be put to its intended use. And so shall you.